Simon Kuf, Samach Tet, and Kuf Ayin. We discussed yesterday the Musar Chabura. We're going to revisit the question that we discussed. The Musar Chabura that one of the Bnei Chabura decided to say that he learned the 10 minutes of Musar because he learned Simon Kuf Ayin, Kuf Samach Tet, Kuf Ayin, things that are different Musar and Noegim Besuda. The Shaila is what's Lamaisa, Noeg Besuda, what's not Noeg Besuda, what's Noeg Neger, Bismaneinu, what's not Megev Bismaneinu. So I just want to be, maybe just be Mesakim. The things that are lachar negev is manenu, that one should bear in mind, and the things that are lehedi not. It seems like not in the praise scheme. So maybe we'll start with the things that are not. First of all, the people, two people waiting for each other while they're eating is lachar only if they're both eating from the same plate together. But the two people that are eating from their own places, they lachar don't have to wait for each other. Not to be mistakel and the person that's eating. Now, if you're eating together with somebody, you're not supposed to look the entire time. You know, it shouldn't be mistakeh. The Aruch HaShulchan understands that's referring to somebody that's going to be embarrassed. And the Chur, that's what, in such a case, then maybe that would apply if somebody's going to be embarrassed. And you shouldn't be mistakeh upon him. But generally, to speak to the person that you're talking, that's eating with you in the Suda, the Chur is okay. Not to drink b'fnei atzibur. The Kaf HaChaim says that the minigrim was not that way. Put chazim ha'am adabar. That even anoshim gedele mo'od drink. Despite the fact that there's a tzibur, drink water, despite the fact that there's a tzibur watching it. Not to drink two koises at once. There it's maybe referring to daf before Birchas HaMazon, because it looks like you're saving for after the Birchas HaMazon. Some people say there's reasons al zugois, bizmanenu it seems like, but to take two coffees in the morning, or two cups of petol while you're drinking, the chora is not a problem. To put down an empty cup on the table is not a problem. That's only when the shamash would come collect them. There's no shamash, not a problem to put it down. Some people say maybe an empty bottle you shouldn't put down. The ukedemet. That's the things that are not so negea. The things that are yes negea, it's first of all in Kuf Samach Tes. It says that if somebody comes into a house and he smells geshmak of food and he starts salivating, you shouldn't swallow that. You should spit it out. You know, a lot of people grew up like that. Whenever you salivate because of food, if you're not going to be able to eat the food, then you should spit it out. It happens to be that the Bir Halacha says that somebody that comes into somebody else's house and they're eating a geshmak of food that has a sharp taste that the mamish person salivating from it, and in a chanami, the Bir Halacha says that there's a minig. The minig is that we invite such a person into the house to eat. Interesting. Because if you're eating something geshmak and he's salivating from it, then in a chanami you should give it to him just like a vaya shamish. Another halacha which is negeah is not to give food to somebody that's not going to make a bracha. How does that apply practically with manenu? L'chur is something you know for sure, if it's a suffix and you're doing it for a mitzvah reason, to be mekarvim, as a kiddush Hashem, l'chur, tzedakah, ukedemet, something which is a vade mitzvah, then a suffix he's going to make a bracha, is you don't have to worry about it. But if you know that he's not going to, the pasha is that he's not going to make a bracha, then in such a case, then the price point of Taina, Chazanish, Shlomo Zalman, that if it's going to be something that will be mekarv, then b'fras, bizmanenu, there's a lot of people that are, they don't even know. They don't know anything. They don't know yes, they don't know no. If you're mean to them, they're not going to be like you, then they're not going to like from, and they're definitely not going to come from themselves. Anything that we're doing is to mekarv them, b'seder. Then l'chur, you have a reason. If you think that it maybe pushed them away from Yiddishkeit as opposed to bringing them closer, then you could give them. However, so the Shara Bracha says the best thing to do is that you should say, you know, cover your head, I'll make the bracha, and you say amen. And that'll be okay. This person is supposed to ain mesichem basuda lekatchila. When a person has food in his mouth, he should not be speaking. Another thing is that a person is supposed to learn on the table. At least to say mizmor David, Hashem Rei Lo Yechzor, is brought down over here to say could be yitzu with shirah malos maybe, but to learn something. Any like ben you know ben bag bagayim from tzar agra. A person touches a makom etunah, he uses the bathroom ukedeme yitzias tzarchiv. The halacha is that you have to wash your hands. The ma'aseh of the Mishabura Pasim is that you wash your hands after atos meraglayim, you wash your hands twice, like you would for bread. And you don't make a bracha after tzrachim, then you do wash your hands and you make a bracha. The minhag is not to make a bracha by either one of them. Anytime that a person uses the bathroom, he does not, the minhag is not to make a bracha. A woman that's not ruggled to drink wine, it's brought down over here, then she shouldn't drink wine outside of the house. A person should not eat an oifen where it's not mikubal to eat like that. Take an entire lafa, I don't know, it depends if that's mikubal or not. Take an entire baguette and eat it in your hands like that. That's not mikubal. A sandwich is, that would be lekar okay. You're really not supposed to take more than a kibetza. A person should not drink from a kaisish shasu bechavir. Now, what do they do by kiddush ukedeme? Lekar, people pass around the kiddush, people pass around the kaisha bracha. There, people want to say,
Shemir mitzvah leidah davara, and therefore it's okay. Certainly in a family where it's going from one family member to the next family member, it's okay. But you know what's going on then. You know that nobody's on. And some people say, b'chol, anytime that there's no chash of a pandemic and there's no chash of something like that, you don't really have to be worried. However, the chaschila one should clean it off. L'chur. Derech Eretz, you should wait for the biggest person or the balabai to wait before you eat. You shouldn't eat before the balabai. It's better than the gadol b'suda, whoever it is. It says the Talmud Chacham, we know that there's a dais by most where they put all the gdelim that come. So we thought that the reason is to be mechaven them. Halacha is the Talmud Chacham is not supposed to sit with anybody else. That's what it says, unless you know who's sitting there. So you have a dais. Now, Bir Halacha says that if it's to be mechazik to erilim, then it's okay. So anytime that there's a Talmud Chacham sitting there and they're not going to speak Lashon Hara or Kedemeh, it'll be mechazik to erilim, then you have a heter to sit there. Don't do anything that's going to make anybody else more. It's like taking a bite of bread and sticking it down. And taking the pieces, right, you want to cut a salad, so you're cutting a carrot and biting into it, and cutting pieces, taking it out of your mouth, put it down, bite another piece, put it down, these type of things. Or even biting into a piece of bread and sticking down onto a main plate, taking your bite marks, and they're going to be on that definitely one should not do. There's an interesting halacha which is brought down. First of all, ein erich, erech, machnas erech. I was just overheard of Bachar talking, it's like, it was Erev Shabbos, half an hour before Shia, I got a phone call from somebody else, says, you're going to Suda, can I come along with you? Now, are you allowed to do that? So if you tell the guy, maybe. But if you don't tell the guy, then ein erech mechnas erech, and also not to give food that's from the Baal HaBayis, so somebody else take it home in a doggy bag, these type of things, which you have to know also. If you're going baklal, it's a nice thing for the generally, when a person goes to a simcha, then they're fine if you take something back, but if you're taking back plates full of stuff, then you should ask the Baal simcha first. And the last halacha that I wanted to mention is, it's interesting that the Rama says, a person just told me now, a relative told him, that he lived in a very small apartment. Now he just upgraded, he got a much bigger apartment. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, all those times that you invited me to your house, now I could have you over and I could have you back. Now if you're going to give him more food than he gives you, then it looks like Ribbis, says the Rambam, and therefore you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't say that. Just don't say that. Don't say that. Say it would be such a pleasure to have you at my house. And then you knock down the food. That's